This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Coming up today, a century of celebrity. Film critic Ty Burr on the movie star's descent from godlike being to object of derision. We'll talk about what the fickle nature of fandom says about us. We'll also hear about what kind of techniques are heralded as the end of the smartphone. We're going to begin with Spy versus Spy, the spousal edition. Suspicious husbands and wives are a quickly developing market for surveillance technology, from GPS car trackers to internet spyware. Techniques once used only by governments are being used to track infidelities and indiscretions. But can an amateur spy's evidence be admitted into the court of law? Jennifer Valentino is a reporter and editor for The Wall Street Journal who co-wrote an article about the increasing use of snooping technology in American divorces. Jennifer Valentino, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thanks so much for having me.
So sales of consumer surveillance technologies are soaring. What kinds of devices are being used to spy on spouses or significant others?
Well, in my research for this story, I found that one of the most common types of devices being used was GPS tracking. And that technology has really become cheaper and smaller in the past 10 years or so. And, you know, when it comes to spouses that are suspicious of each other, finding out where the other person is very important to them. So, you know, we saw that coming into play a lot. But there were other devices that I think were a little bit more shocking, perhaps, you know, even recording devices in things like teddy bears and alarm clocks, you know, that I think was more surprising to me. Mm. But, you know, it really ran the gamut in terms of devices that and technologies that people were using.
Well, so these are being used by suspicious spouses. Can the evidence gleaned from them be used in divorce cases?
You know, I think many lawyers would caution people against trying to get information in this way. You know, when you get something like this in secret, really you're running the risk of invading someone's privacy or being actually charged with stalking or computer crimes, depending, of course, on which type of technology is being used and what exactly is being done with it. So in general, I think a lot of technology is being used, and sometimes things can be admitted in court, but in general, the way the technology is being admitted in court is after a procedure starts, after divorce proceedings start, you can then look back later and see, oh, these people have these cell phone records or email mm-hmm. records, that sort of thing. And so there are really kind of two classes of surveillance or data, I guess, that can be used, one that's kind of gotten in a above-the-board manner and one that is, you know, maybe a little more iffy.
Well, the more iffy you report on several cases in the article, including one in Texas between Rhea Bagley and her ex-husband, Larry. What happened with them?
Well, in that case, there was a 2010 case in which she alleged that her husband had put spyware on a computer that she was using and placed a recording device in the family home before he moved out. And that case was interesting because there was a ruling that the Federal Wiretap Act didn't apply to wiretaps that were made between spouses. And courts have actually ruled both ways on that. A couple of courts have come down and said that within spouses you can't have wiretapping, or you can't, you know, it's not wiretapping mm-hmm. if you listen in on your own spouse. But, you know, more courts have found that, you know, even if you're married to a person, that doesn't just give you a right to listen to everything they say and put secret information on or secret software on their computer to record everything they're doing.
We're talking about the increasing use of surveillance technology in divorce cases with Wall Street Journal reporter and editor Jennifer Valentino. Jennifer Valentino DeVries. So what are the most popular pieces of surveillance technology and how much do they cost?
Well, it's tough actually to get a handle on which would be most popular specifically. I think, the folks that we spoke with mentioned that GPS tracking devices were really increasing at a rate of, about 80% a year sales of these were going up. I think, to be honest, my feeling is that even more sort of snooping takes place even without this type of specialized gear. If you're living in the same household as someone, to be honest, the easiest thing to do is often just to get their email password or the password to their phone and kind of conduct snooping in that way. So that you don't even need a lot of extra technology. We leave so much information behind these days that, people who are suspicious of each other can find out a lot of information about what the other person is doing without resorting to something like a GPS tracker.
That's in between couples. I'm wondering about how the jobs of lawyers and private investigators, for example, have these off-the-shelf devices changed the way they do their jobs in divorce cases?
Yes, I think especially for private investigators, this is something that they are making use of very frequently.
So that's interesting, that a private investigator that you hire, they could use the same kind of GPS tracker as you, but in some states it would be legal for them and some other states it wouldn't.
Right. I mean, the laws on this really do vary by state. And it's interesting that I think lawyers might say different things. I don't know that too many lawyers would advise their clients to do something that is really going to possibly be illegal. But when it comes to private investigators, they actually, in some ways, are more able to use this sort of technology because they're not going to, or they're less likely to face a stalking charge later than one spouse, using this against another. So that's pretty interesting. I think lawyers, they're really running into this more as kind of, they have to know that this data is out there. So when they're in the middle of a trial, this is really, the information is popping up, even if they're not actively surveilling the other person. They just need to be aware that it's going to be coming up in cases.
Jennifer Valentino DeVries, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
She's a reporter and editor at the Wall Street Journal who wrote with Steve Eder about the increasing use of consumer surveillance technology by doubting spouses for the Journal. Now, we have posted three ways technology is playing a role in rocky relationships. You'll find them on our Facebook page. Coming up, giving as anarchy. A New Hampshire group coordinates charitable donations as acts of protest when word of mouth continues.